Eagle named Allie, 6-year-old dog, missing since Saturday night from the Sunset Drive area. Any information, please call Paul Large at 250-537-6726. There's a $300 reward. Now, the thing about Paul is Paul, you know, is a great guy. He's put a lot. Anybody that went to the fall fair on this island should know that Paul and Country Grocer put a ton into this community. So we should be out there looking for his dog. I mean, and especially a beagle. Beagles are hunters. He's got a coon up some tree, and he's sitting at the bottom probably,
you know, waiting for it to come down.
Waiting for it to come down. Yeah, and it's part of their, again, it's bred into them, just like going into the front door or back door of a house. I mean, beagles are hunters. He's out there and just chase this coon. He's probably up in Channel Ridge somewhere, with it at the bottom of a tree, looking up there, waiting for this coon.
So whereabouts on Sunset, then?
Paul lives right after Mountain Park, so right as you come up before the ponds.
Okay, so anybody in that area, can you keep an eye out for the beagle?
I would imagine somewhere up in Channel Ridge, somewhere in the trails, if you're out hiking and you see a beagle that's standing at the bottom of a tree looking really hungry and tired at this point, tell him.
It's all Paul.
No, and the dog's name is...
Allie, I think you said.
Allie, yeah. Allie. So if you see Allie, say, Allie, it's okay. The coon's gone. Let's go home. Take them to GBM, and you're going to get a honking big reward.
Okay.
No, there's, you know, dogs become part of the family,
right.
And you hate to see it when someone loses their dog like this.
Yeah, yeah, right. All right.
So now...
Are we back on?
We're back on.
Okay.
Curb appeal.
Right.
How to fix it.
You got a house for sale, or it's a homeowner's home.
Just your own home, yeah.
Yeah, your own home. And gee whiz, you've got all your recycling at your front door.
Yeah. And wood.
And but you use garbage. The back steps up off the deck as your entryway, and you have all that kind of stuff there. How about a simple thing like a small shed, like a pump house sort of style, like an 8x12?
That's a good idea.
Or like a small, what they call it, like a tractor shed or a machine shed, which is just a simple sloped roof with just a sort of, 8 feet deep and say 16 feet long. Nice round numbers, 8x16. By 8 feet deep. And then you can have one section sort of closed off to keep the vermin out of your garbage, right?
Right.
Have the garbage in a separate area and have the recycling in a separate area and have it coordinated with shelving and all that
stuff.
You've
got to get your front door
cleared out.
And to make it into a proper front door.
Right.
And it's, I would say probably 50% of the houses on the island suffer from this.
All the shoes, all the winter clothes.
Well, the problem is it's because of those stock plans that people bought out of a book and plop it onto a lot. And then the problem is the plans were set up for a laneway and the road, just like they were where you were working on that house in Edmonton. And then you put it on a lot with a driveway wheeling around, and the front of the house is out looking at the view with the front door sticking out in the middle of nowhere.
I've seen houses on cliffs, actually, stock plan, and there's a front door, but it looks, you know, out over the ocean, and that's where the front door was supposed to be.
Right.
But because of the location and the view,
you can't
and,
get to it.
And the drop-off, you can't get to it, number one. And number two, it, like you said, it just becomes the access to another deck or something like that. And the back door / mudroom / laundry room becomes the entryway. So, but even...
You better convert it around, like you said, put a little machine shed for all the recycling or a little...
Yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive. You know, you could build something really simple. You don't even have to have a concrete floor, just 4 pillars. And, you know, on the island, we've got this great rule. You can build something that's 10 square meters, which is like a 10 by 10 shed, or I often build them as 8x12s, and then put like a double door or barn door or something on one side or one end.
Well, an 8x12 is really nice to build because then you're using three sheets of plywood.
That's right. It works out with the math for the material right off the shelf. Not a lot of cutting involved. And it doesn't have to be completely closed in either.
Yeah.
You know, you can have three sides closed in. And then you can have, say, a pony wall or a half wall in front so the stuff's not visible from the front.
But it's getting that front door entrance turned into a front door. Even if it's a back door, enlarging it, but really... You know, and that's where you really
making a draw. You want to make a draw.
I mean, this is all part of the curb appeal. It's like the driveway. You know, for crying out loud, order some gravel in and reline the top of the driveway. Put a skim coat on.
So what about a simple budget for somebody then to improve?
Well, it all depends on how bad it is.
Yeah, let's take, say, 70s or 80s house on a typical lot with, you know, the back entry being the front door. What can we do for, say, $2,000 or $3,000?
That's a lot of money when you really think about it. Gravel's not that expensive. You know, it depends on how much of the labor you're willing to do, how much sweat equity you're willing to put in.
And so can $2,000 and $3,000, say even start with $1,000, like say gravel in the driveway and simply moving the garbage to a different location and or the recycling or the laundry. Putting the laundry, doing an in-suite laundry. I mean, we're getting, that's sort of drifting away from curb appeal topic, but...
But the curb appeal starts around the driveway, the parking, and the front door. To me, that's kind of like the curb appeal, because all of a sudden, most of the houses, we're not talking about curb appeal, drive-by appeal, because most of the houses, probably 80% of the houses on Salt Spring, you can't see from the road anyways.
Right, good
but
point.
But it's when you get on the driveway... The driveway doesn't necessarily have to be paved, but it has to be smooth.
Clean.
You have to get a machine in and scrape it and smooth it.
Right.
You know, there's a theory on building roads or driveways, and there's three dictums that you have to follow: drainage, drainage, and drainage, right? And
okay, good point.
If there's no drainage,
right.
Then if you don't have drainage ditches on either side of your driveway, then all of a sudden you're going to end up...
You've got a lake.
Well, the water will pool on it. You get hollows and it settles, and then you get big potholes, and it corrodes. And then you get the big crowns. So if you have a drainage ditch on both sides to keep it dry, and you have a nice driveway, that's probably the most important thing, in my opinion.
So leading the people, leading just getting, whether the homeowner or the buyer,
a parking spot
into the house.
Right. I mean, how many places don't have anywhere to park? And you have to look at, it's not just for one car. You have to be able to have the spot for a couple cars to park, and then also they have to be able to turn around.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
So you have to have some spot where they can back up and either swing around.
And it helps if it's flat. I have been on a couple of places where, you know, all the parking and all the driveway is all angular.
Oh,
and, you know, and if you've got a trailer or even a small car or a truck or you've got kids and they're wanting to ride their bikes around and the spare parking or the extra parking is all on a slope.
Yeah.
Either your door slams on you or, you know.
It's surprising. So
leveling it off.
What a big area that takes.
Yeah.
How big it actually takes.
True. Like,
people always think that, well, you just have the driveway come in and you need a massive area. It takes a lot of space to get a car to actually, especially if you're talking about one car parked and then another car parking in and wheeling around and turning around.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say a lot of houses suffer from this. And this is not an cheap remedy to fix, because especially if you're on a slope on a hill.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be expensive.
A little bit of excavating involved, yeah.
Well, it's interesting that we're talking about this. I have a new listing coming up. I got to go see them. Great guy, great gal on the island here. They're selling. And they're newlyweds. He's from the U.S. And... He's been here about 3 months, and he's just a great guy. He's a real go-getter, and he's been working on this house, like, nonstop. Just, you know, he took a lot of my advice, cut down a lot of the trees, opened up the light, the view, and the one thing he had to really conquer was the driveway. And the other day I saw Paul down there, you know, Paul that works for, Byron, Ken Byron.
Oh, okay. One of the excavator
and Paul's
operators.
A magician with a backhoe, and he was down there on Sunday, doing the driveway. And I mean, the problem was you could get up there and park, and then you're up about it was like an S driveway.
Oh, okay.
And it probably about 100 meters long, and you had to back all the way down it, and it was like. We're talking 8 feet wide or less. So, you know, it was very narrow coming down and then a drop-off on one side.
And backing out of a parking spot, even in downtown Ganges, can be a challenge. I mean, let alone a 100-meter-long driveway.
It's a showstopper to sell a house, though.
Yeah, no, that's...
Like that, that alone, it doesn't matter what the house is like, that's a showstopper.
So even if you're...
So what Paul was going to do was...
Buying or selling.
The material behind there was all shale. Dig into that shale.
Right.
Pull it out. Perfect. Use it to make the driveway. Shale's great material.
Yeah, use the material on site. That's what, you know, the rammed earth home theory is that, you know, that material comes from site. And what we did at our place is we used material that was on our lot, which was a cedar tree forest.
Oh, right.
And so we saved some of the cedars, but then I had the mill as many of the cedars as we could.
Gosh, that's a noisy tow truck. Oh, Drew's here. Well,
radio rock guy.
Johnny DeVille's in the house.
Actually, he's in the parking lot right now.
I can hear him howling.
Dogs howling and everything in the parking lot. But using the material on site.
Johnny's show starts in 30 minutes, folks.
Okay.
And you know, he's got a great show.
We've
got
to finish ours first.
I listen to his show every afternoon, and it's a great show. He's a real rocker, and I love rock music.
So, but then utilizing some of your own material.
Exactly.
Whether it's wood, shale, gravel.
Use what you have, what you don't have.
Yeah. Phone up one of the truckers and get some material brought in. Phone up your favorite backhoe operator, there's lots of them, and get that gravel driveway built.
Ward Hickman.
Yeah.
Ward Hickman's a good backhoe.
Drew, you know, Full Scale Excavating.
Get them to come in.
Any of the Byrons, of course. And
But it's don't you agree that that's a showstopper?
Agreed.
I mean, if you pull in and you can't park, and then you got to are you even going to get out of the car? You're just going to look at the realtor and say, can you park out? Can you get out? And then as you back down, you know, I mean, so it's all part of it. Then you need the good parking spot, and then you need the grand entrance
on top of that. Okay, so what I think would improve the situation again, even before you get to the house, is like an arbor that you can walk through. And Scott's recently been on the Applefest tour and taken some nice videos of some really great properties. And when you just walk up to somebody's property or walk through their property, and you have gates and fencing and arbors with evergreen something on it, whether
Alex
it's
Alex is talking about the Bettis Castle. But
yeah.
Graciously was on the Apple tour, and I want to thank the owner for letting all the public go through. That house is incredible. I mean, it was just, it's got to be the most beautiful property on all of Salt Spring Island. I mean, it was just so stunning to go through. I've been through it before on Apple Festival 3 years ago. It's just so stunning.
And so curb appeal, it's because you don't see it from the road, obviously. Parking is all planned out.
And then the
fencing and gateways.
Fencing and gateways.
Combined with pathways.
Pathways.
A pathway leading to the front door. You want to bring people in the front door, because you've mentioned the front door before.
But you need the
direction. People need to be directed. And, of course, naturally, you know, pattern language says people don't just make right-hand turns, 90-degree turns. Pattern language is actually people always take the shortest cut. You see a sidewalk going down to a corner of a street and then turns left or right, you'll always see a little path over the grass where people go.
Right, exactly.
Because people naturally take the shortest route or the gradual route, right? So you want to build a nice pathway, whether it's bricks, stone.
Flagstone,
slate, any of the... But all of these projects, of course, can be done on different budget levels.
And over time.
Sure. Work in progress.
Yeah.
You know, start with the hardscape, your concrete and your gate, and the whatever, and then start adding in the landscape, which would be the trees and the shrubs and the, you know, the...
One of my clients, actually, who bought a house from me, probably about 3 or 4 months ago, they got the house, I think, about 2 months ago, and he just did that. The front deck, like, it had a little tiny front deck on it. It's an old Schubart house, but it's stunning location, just stunning location. Waterfront, beautiful house, probably the best house I sold all year. And but the front step with 2x4 cedar deck, and outside, the house is 20 years old. Well, you can imagine what kind of shape.
Mossy, rotten.
Yeah, dark side of the house. I mean, it was
steep, slippery.
It was one step, but it was
one step. Okay.
I mean, he tore it off, and then he went with kind of a slate tile way all the way out to the parkade.
Okay, perfect.
And does it ever look nice? The other thing that he did was he made walkways down to the side of the house.
Okay.
But they actually, it's the most unique design that I've ever seen. They just got the, they probably used a line pumper from the cement truck and pumped it slowly and formed the cement free form without any forms. And
sort of troweled it as they went?
Troweled
kind of idea?
And with a thick brush, so it's really, you know, so you've got some traction.
Okay.
And they almost look like bags of concrete all the way down, a ripple effect all the way down, but it's the coolest set of steps.
Almost, or it looks like it has a stone look.
Almost has a, like a stone look. Like
okay, okay.
It looks like an aggregate finish almost.
Okay.
Very cool.
Are the edges, were the edges formed? Or
no,
they just,
they,
used
just round, they just rounded it off
okay.
with a trowel. And, okay. and so they must have got the slump fairly
thick
dry,
enough, right.
thick, and not a runny slump of concrete.
Right, okay.
And then just rounded it down
that
as they
sense.
Went.
Yeah.
Was it ever cool?
Yeah.
Amazing what you can do.
Oh, concrete is a wonderful material in the sense that now when you think about eco, you know, it's actually tough. Okay, Scott wants to roll it up, wrap
no,
it up.
No, we're going to add.
Add.
From our valued?
Okay.
You can say it this time, Alex. From
added value.
No, this is a commercial from our...
valued sponsors.
There you go. You got it. Alex got it.
Hey, I guess I get a free lunch.
He's
Scott's buying.
He's learning the radio lingo.
Listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
For some years now, Mowat's has been open for business 24 hours a day.